things first, the military personnel you handled today.
Yeah. We've been doing some fun stuff with them, going down to visit them down in Colorado, in the Springs, and doing some fun stuff. And we just wanted to bring them back up here to show them our appreciation for what they're doing. And you know, it's tough on their families, tough on them. I think we all want this thing to end, but when they're out here working hard, it gives them a break to come up and see us. When we're working hard, although it's a little different, but give a chance for them to come up and have some fun. And the guys always like to go and shake their hand and say their part, whatever it is, for what they do for us.
Jake, what kind of things you've been doing down there? I heard him talking about
getting. Well, we took a crew last off season, went down and shot some tanks, and we went down another time before, and me, Bradley, and Charlie Adams did some close combat, firing some guns, and it was fun. You know, we went down there, and you know, those guys are down there working hard, and really, really, they don't leave the field till they're done. And so for us to come out there and then for give us an hour or two of their time, just breaks up that, you know, that, like tonight, Coach giving us the night off. It breaks up that drudgery, that monotony where you're just going through and through. So for us to go down there and do that and to have them be excited about it, it's a pleasure for us.
Speaking of the breaks and monotony, you guys entering your second week of training, but obviously you got a day off Sunday. What is the change, or is there a change in the approach to practice as you get set to enter a week with a preseason game on the horizon?
Well, you know, we're going to still keep practicing everything that we got in the game plan. We got everything in now. Now we can kind of hone in on what we really want to get good at. And when we start getting closer to the first preseason game, we'll put in a little bit of stuff just to work against Detroit. And, until then, you know, we're going to keep trying to perfect what we're doing. We got 8 days of install. A lot of plays, a lot of runs, and for the next few days, we just try to keep perfecting those and getting better at what we're doing.
Jake, how about the crowd that was out here today? It was huge.
Yeah, I thought it was Friday, right? Yeah, it was pretty crazy. They were filing in pretty big and filled up the back part for the first time. So we'll probably expect an even bigger crowd tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun. We're gonna be in full pads, and you gotta like it when the fans come out. We practice so much without anybody out here, and there's a big play, and then couple guys say, hey, all right, and then you make just a basic throw, the crowd goes crazy. So you got to like that. You know, they're getting into it, and they're excited just like we are for the season.
Dave Turk is making some nice plays today. Can you talk about his performance?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that can run, man. He doesn't stop. He runs. When we were in off-season conditioning, he'd run everything everybody else was, and everyone's laying down, and he's ready to go run some more. So the guy's got great wheels, and, he's getting better. He's starting to catch the ball more consistently, and that's the thing now with our young guys is just they're getting the plays down and getting in position right. But now it's doing that one thing that Rod Smith does so well is catch everything that's near him. And once they get that concentration level, some of these guys are gonna be real good players. He's doing better. You know, he's one of those guys too. He's got to just be more consistent with everything he does. And today he had a great day today. He caught everything near him, and I told him, I went and told him that's what he's got to do every day. That's what we expect. You know, regardless of wherever he's been, whatever he's done, you got to expect that. And those guys, it's tough as a receiver. You're running, even when you're not in the play, sometimes you got to run 40 yards as hard as you can, come back to the huddle and do it again. And so those guys are tired, but that's no excuse for losing concentration and busting a play or dropping a ball. That's where that toughness, mental toughness has to come in.
Are you surprised with Cecil Sapp's progress and being able to start so
backed up? No, not really. I've been a big Cecil fan since I got here. Great kid with a great personality. He's always smiling. Even now, after all these practices, he's still got a little grin on his face, and he works hard. You know, he comes in every day to get better. He's done a great job in the off season, and he's a guy that won't shy away from contact. When he gets it down, what he's doing, he's tough. He's gonna hit you, and hopefully create a good lane for those running backs. He's doing well.
Jake, can you feel more relaxed? Are you, and why?
You get to where you get into your 10th camp. You got to be relaxed because, this stuff is very important. It's all gear up for the season, of which I've been through many, so you know how to prepare for that. But you got to be relaxed. You got to keep these guys relaxed. They're getting a lot of stuff on our plates. I'm just ready for the season to start. I mean, this stuff, you got to do this to get yourself in football shape. If there was a way around camp, I'd be all for it to start the season. But there isn't until some coach does it. We'll all be doing camp. And when you got camp, you just got to go through it the best you can. I try to stay relaxed and have fun.
Thanks, the bar higher for yourself.
You know, I know I had one of my best years last year, and I look to improve on that. And whatever that means, I mean, I didn't expect to go out and you know, throw that little amount of interceptions, but I'd like to do the same again this year, up the TDs, and just lead the team the best I can. You know, we need to improve on third downs. You know, if we can do that, we're going to be a tough offense to get off the field, and if we keep our defense rested and don't put them in bad spots, just like I said, it's almost like a broken record last year. We're going to win a lot of games, so hopefully we can do the same this year.
Talk about improving.
Thank you.